Hello, everyone. Today is January 15th, 2015, and my name is Michael Gruninger, and together with Mark Underwood, we are the chairs for Ontology Summit 2015, Internet of Things Toward Smart Network Systems and Societies. Welcome, everyone. We have a very exciting agenda for today. Just a few preparatory words. This is the 11th Ontology Summit in an annual series that first started in, the 10th series since it started in 2005. It involves the ontology community and communities related to a particular theme, and I guess you have chosen the Internet of Things. The Ontology Summit program is co-organized with Ontolog, NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, NCORE, the National Center for Ontological Research, NCBO, National Center for Biomedical Ontologies, IAOA, the International Association of Ontology Its Applications, and the NCO NITRD Office, along with the co-sponsorship of other organizations that are supporting the summit this year. For people who are new to the summit, the summit's a rather unique sort of event. It is a virtual 3-month seminar series, workshop, virtual conference, followed by a face-to-face meeting called the symposium. These virtual sessions occur every Thursday, today at this time, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. And the format for each of the sessions is typically a variety of speakers, perhaps a virtual panel, followed by other wide-ranging discussions. All of our sessions are recorded, and you can download the MP3 after we upload it to the session page. And also all of the various slides and presentations are presented as well. There is a chat session, a chat room that we have, which was distributed in the meeting announcement. And I encourage everyone who, if you're not on in the chat yet, please join. That is an excellent forum for providing different comments in parallel to the various speakers and to track other kinds of discussion that are going on. And it provides a nice record of what is happening during the session. I have posted the agenda for today in the chat session. So we'll begin with the kind of opening remarks from myself and Mark. Any other organizer remarks that people, any of the organizers want to make at that time. And then we will hear from the various, what are called the track co-champions, and I'll be a little bit more clear after the co-chairs opening. And then we'll have an open discussion, followed by some comments by Mark Underwood about publicity and some calls for volunteers to help with the organization of upcoming sessions, followed by a wrap-up and some future actions. So as I mentioned before, I'm encouraging everyone to join the chat. The mechanism for making comments, you can type comments directly at the bottom window of the chat room. If you have questions for a particular speaker, click on the little hand below. So right there, I clicked on the hand and you can see raising my hand, and when you're finished, you can lower your hand by clicking it again, and then I can we'll go through the various people who want to make comments in the order that their hands are raised. Currently, right now, I have everyone muted. So, to unmute yourself, press *7, and then to mute everyone again, to press *6. I'll just unmute everyone just for a moment there to see if there are any questions. Okay. So are there any questions or comments before we move on with the agenda?
I suggest that we go on, Michael, and then we'll figure out at the end.
Okay. So if you go to the meeting page, so I'll just post the meeting page again in the chat here, just in case people. So there we have our meeting page, and if you go there, If you go to the purple number 1G, presented presentation material, you can click on each of those and download the slides for a particular speaker. And I remind the speakers to call out the slide number as they are presenting. So when people kind of access this offline with the audio recording, they can download the slides themselves and also keep track of where the speakers are. So if you download the launch remarks under prepared presentation material, we will begin. So again, to remind people, to this year's summit topic is the Internet of Things towards smart network systems and societies. And myself and Mark Underwood are the co-chairs. If you move to slide 2, just to give you some idea of the motivation and the scope for this year's summit. So we're seeing a lot of work that is being done in many different areas that as we look at the next generation of networks that have significant sensing capabilities. And the vision is that these networks that include not just computing devices, but also a wide range of sensors, mobile personal computing, different kinds of other kinds of communication devices are going to be linked together and include multimodal information from different social networks and other sorts of networks that are out there in the world. And the vision is that we will be moving towards these ideas of net-centric societies or smart network systems. And even outside of that, we're seeing the emergence of what are calling people are calling intelligent devices or smart objects. So smart meters, if you have on different electrical companies, and so your homes have smart meters that have intelligence built in that can do sensing, that can you know, things that turn down your thermostat if there is an overload during a heat wave. We're seeing smart cars where you have considerable amount of sensors that are available within the car, but also networked together. And so that in a sense, the car becomes aware of its environment by this constant sensing, monitoring, and interpreting of the data that it's collecting. And so this vision of the idea where many devices that we normally would not consider to be computing devices are nevertheless on the web. And say would have your eyes and would be able to be connected together in various kinds of networks. And so this kind of conglomerate vision is being referred to as the Internet of Things. So if we go to slide 3, right, there's a lot of cases where we see ontologies that can play a role here. So this being the Ontology Summit, we're very interested in seeing how ontologies can play a role in supporting various efforts or helping to provide some of the underlying solutions for the problems in a particular area. And this year, we selected the Internet of Things as being a really interesting topic for a wide range of applications for both ontologies, ontological analysis, and ontology applications. So, for example, here on slide 3, you can imagine a considerable amount of data often passes through a network. And the idea is not just to have this data flowing around, but to be able to take this data and basically aggregate it so it can be used for different kinds of reasoning. And now this will require the development of standard terminologies for capturing objects and events. So we feel that ontologies can play a big role in providing some of these standard terminologies. Now, of course, creating and testing such terminologies or ontologies will aid in how these devices, these network-centric devices, can become aware of their environment, aware of their circumstances, aware of their situations, recognize what is happening, and then reacting in an appropriate way. So this is going to require, this is going to involve identifying new methodologies for how to develop these ontologies for multimodal data, identifying what are the appropriate ontologies that all these different domains are going to require. How are these ontologies going to be tested? And interoperability will play a big role here. So you have all of these different devices within the that are linked together, particularly when they're multimodal, and there's going to be there's a real need to be able to have these devices be interoperable and integrated in certain ways in a wide range of domains. And then finally, being able to use these ontologies to support decision making. So if we move to slide four, one other feature, historical feature of the Ontology Summit is that the organizing committee identifies a series of drafts. Okay, so I muted everyone again. We identify a series of tracks that can help focus the discussion and all the different efforts of the Ontology Summit along different directions. And then this all gets synthesized into a document that we call the Ontology Communique, which we deliver at the Ontology Summit Symposium at the end of the summit in April. And so this year, we have identified four what we call the content tracks. Track A is led, co-championed by Ram Sriram and Leo Oberst, and it will be focusing on ontology integration within the Internet of Things. Track B, co-championed by Torsten Hammann and Gary Bird-Cross, will be looking at the idea of beyond semantic sensor network ontology. So this will be looking, focusing in on some of the content issues. What kinds of ontologies will we need in the Internet of Things? Track C is co-championed by myself and also Mike Bennett. When that track will be looking at decision making in different domains. And finally, that should be track D, not track A. Track D, led by Mark Underwood, will be looking at related standards and synergies for emerging Internet of Things ontologies. And so, as I mentioned in the previous slide, there's this idea that we're going to need some standard terminologies, both for the various devices, but also to integrate these devices together. There's a lot of standards work that is being done in various standards organizations. And we want to be able to identify, again, what are some of the synergies between the work that we're doing with ontologies and the standards that are being developed in these different standards organizations. So these are the four main tracks, and what we'll be doing throughout the summit, I'll get to the kind of the timetable later, but each week a different track will be hosting the discussion, and various speakers will be giving presentations that are related to the topic and the scope of that particular track. So if we move to slide five, these are just some discussion questions. I just want to raise them now, and we'll return to them after all the presentations of the different tracks. So for the discussion questions, we want to kind of identify, you know, what do we want to achieve for this summit? How can the applied ontology community engage the Internet of Things community? If you look at the Internet of Things community, it's a very diverse community, ranging from people looking at very low-level hardware devices and issues related to just making sure you can get these devices to actually work together on a network. So a lot of those low-level protocols, people working on sensors and how you can get the sensor data just to be distributed appropriately under a wide range of conditions, so how to have a lot of fault-tolerant networks. There are people that are working at the software level, and then we have the ontology community trying to kind of understand and to do this integration at a semantic level. And so what we want to be able to do, one of the intended outcomes of this summit will be an increased engagement between the applied ontology community and the wide, diverse range of groups that are working under the umbrella Internet of Things. One of the things we want to address within this summit also is identifying the challenges within the Internet of Things that can be addressed by the application of ontologies and ontological analysis. And this is both from a content perspective, so what content can be provided by the ontology community, but also what are other technologies can the applied ontology community provide. So we're talking about things like reasoning tools, search tools, other kinds of technologies arising out of the applied ontology community that can be applied to problems and challenges in the Internet of Things. And so one way to kind of drive a lot of this discussion is identifying, on the one hand, again, what are the low-hanging fruit? What are the various kinds of problems that can be easily addressed by different kinds of ontologies and ontological analysis, but also defining some of the challenge problems that can really drive and guide the research, both that's discussed within the summit, but also beyond. So if you move to slide six, we have a schedule of the summit events. The full complete calendar can be found at the URL at the bottom of this slide, Ontology Summit 2015. But like I said, every Thursday we'll have a different session. And so next Thursday, January 22nd, will be the first session hosted by Track D. So that will be looking at, the synergies with emerging standards. On January 29th, we will be hearing from Track B, which is looking at beyond sensor network ontologies. February 5th, Track A will be presenting, speakers presenting work there, looking at ontology integration within the Internet of Things. And on February 12th, we'll have the first session hosted by Track C, looking at decision making in different domains. The Thursday after that, February 19th, will be what we call the first synthesis session and communique discussion. And so the idea here is that we will try to take all of the presentations from these first four sessions and provide an outline for, again, this communique, which synthesizes all the different ideas that have been percolating through all of the different presentations and through the online discussion. Following after that, there will be a second round of content tracks. So you can find the full calendar at the Ontology Summit page at the bottom there. And this will culminate April 13th and 14th at the face-to-face symposium, which will be hosted by NCO NITERD in Arlington, Virginia. On moving to slide seven, I just want to give an overview of the Ontology Summit 2015 team. So as I said, Mark Underwood and I are the general co-chairs, and Ram Sriram is one of the symposium co-chairs, and we're still seeking a second symposium co-chair. You see there the organizations that are assisting and co-organizing this year's summit. The content track champions, I've mentioned those before in my previous slide introducing the content tracks. We also have some support team champions. So Mark Underwood is leading publicity. Christy Kapp and Ken Bukowski are leading what we call the production team, helping us set up the meetings, make sure that all the presentations are on the meeting pages, and doing the recording, the audio recording of the sessions and posting the MP3 up onto the meeting page. And we also have a website team and still seeking the champion for who can maintain and develop a very powerful and impactful website for the summit. We also have an advisory committee, a committee of people who provide some input and help guide and steer and comment on the various conversations. In general, we have co-sponsors. So far, we don't have explicit co-sponsors right now, but co-sponsors, for example, will play a big role, later on in the symposium, maybe helping out with some of the coffee breaks, et cetera. And then finally, we have you, all of the participants in the Ontology Summit. And in addition to the interactions that we have during these Thursday sessions, there's also the Ontology Summit list. And I encourage people to have these offline discussions between sessions with the various topics that are raised. So if a topic is, an idea is brought up in a particular Thursday session, start a thread and let's see how that discussion goes, because all that material will make its way into the communique. So the final slide, slide eight, just a reminder of the agenda for today. So we will continue on with the introduction to the various tracks by the track co-champions. Following that, Ram Sriram, as the symposium co-chair, will give some ideas on the overview of the symposium and other details about that. We'll follow that by the Q&A and open discussion on what the community wants to achieve in this summit. And during that time, if they wish, can introduce themselves and give some a little more detail on their perspective on how they're interested in this year's topic, and we'll have some conclusion and follow-up for the next session. Okay. So are there any questions before we move on? I muted everyone, so.
Yeah, Michael, I guess, Leo, are you going to take this over?
So if there aren't any questions about what I just said, then we can move on then to track A. So if you go to the prepared presentation material, purple number 1G on the meeting page, click on track A, and you can download the track A slides. Track co-champions Leo Obers from MITRE and Ram Sriram.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, Leo.
Okay. Ram, yeah, if you want, I can cover this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. These slides are actually not numbered, but I'll step you through anyways, and if you're using Adobe or something like that, then you'll see the page number. This is track A, which is ontology integration in the Internet of Things. Slide two, track goal, and kind of slight introduction. Billions of things will be connected to the Internet, and we know that they'll span a spectrum of cognitive abilities, ranging from simple sensors to humans. But you can think of all of this as extending from the network stack all the way up to appliances and then to people. Ontologies will play a significant role in integrating these at various abstraction levels. So our goal here in track A is to address the approaches being taken for integration and interoperability issues in the Internet of Things. Slide three. Some of the issues that we want to address are presenting case studies of the Internet of Things. So there's a vast range of domains that will be appropriate and applicable here, as we know, from very low-level notions of quality of service, for example, to smart cities, to home appliances that are smart, and so forth. So we'd like to have some case studies presented during this track, especially ones that highlight interoperability and integration. And we want to discuss our current approaches in integration, interoperability, with respect to ontologies primarily, but there may be other technologies that have to come into play to enable some of this. And then, of course, the gaps in the current approaches we want to address. There's vast issues of vertical integration, interoperability across the layers, too, including many times granularity and aggregation, if you will, as you communicate up and down among the ranges of levels of reality, if you will. And we want to propose methods for achieving integration and interoperability through ontologies. Obviously, this will include mapping and various other technologies and approaches. We would like to propose a unified framework for integration interoperability across the multimodal interfaces. We know we have to deal with various kinds of media, forms of text, sound, video, etc. Next slide, slide four, potential speakers. Currently, we have two sessions that are scheduled, February 5th, more sure than March 12th, but we're assuming that that's what we're working towards. So we don't have all these speakers confirmed, and these are candidates, suggestions. And the way in the past we've addressed speakers and panelists for virtual sessions of the Ontology Summit is that in many cases speakers will have constraints, time constraints, and therefore interested speakers that cannot attend and cannot present at a particular virtual session may be able to at a subsequent session and under perhaps a different track. So just a reminder to the organizers themselves that that's kind of a modus operandi that we've had in the past. So for example, I think Steve Ray, Professor Steve Ray, CMU, Silicon Valley, has committed for February 5th. Other candidates, I'm not sure, you know, chime in here, Ram, if you have confirmation on any of these. Professor Ramesh Jain, University of California, Irvine. Professor Payam Barnaghi, University of Surrey, UK, and a sometime collaborator, Dr. Wei Wang, same university. And then March 12th, Dr. Jack Hodges, I'm not sure of the expansion of WOT.
Web of Things.
Okay, Web of Things. Siemens Berkeley Lab.
The Siemens Berkeley Lab has this new initiative on Web of Things, and they're doing some very interesting things. And Jack Hodges is their ontology person.
Ah, good. Professor Eswaran Subramanian, CMU. Professor Amit Sheth, Noesis at Wright State University, and Dr. Sarah Hatcham at INRIA in France, and Emily Girard at Eurocom. And there may be others.
Yeah, Leo, on that, in terms of confirmation, Stephen Ray was there on the call right now, has agreed. Payam has agreed. Ramesh is looking into the dates, and we may have to shift a few things. I don't know about V. Wong, but Payam is going to represent Saray. On March 12th, Jack has said yes. That's Iswaran, is going to talk about category theory as a means of mechanism for integrating. And Jack Hodges is going to talk about the initiative on WOT at Siemens Berkeley Lab, which is an industrial-level implementation. Amit Sheth, I've not gotten a response for my email yet. I don't know whether you have contacted Sarah or Emil as of yet.
No, not yet.
Yeah, okay. So anyway, I think we will have speakers on these 2 days.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And if anyone has any other ideas, let us know. But these are the speakers whom we know have been working in this area, and they have some thoughts on what to do kind of thing. But we also have some speakers who are doing generally Internet of Things and have done some implementations. Mm-hmm. They're not really working in ontologies. If it makes sense for someone else, we can give the names. Go ahead, Delio. Sorry.
Yes, yes. And, you know, the other track, co-champions should be aware that, you know, in many cases, there's some overlap between our tracks. Next slide is slide five, and it's the last one. Outcome. So we basically want to identify action items for future research as one of the outcomes and potentially develop scenarios for pilot implementations, especially, you know, ontologies from our perspective in terms of interoperability across the IoT. And, of course, as always, recommendations for the communique. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Leo. Up next, we have Torsten Hahn and Gary Burr-Cross for the track Beyond Semantic Sensor Network Ontologies. Again, under purple number 1G, just click on track B.
Hello, this is Torsten here. Can everybody hear me?
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, great. So I'm one of the co-champions together with Gary Burr-Cross on the track B, Beyond Semantic Sensor Network Ontologies. So I will briefly go over the motivation and the scope of the track, and then some outline of speakers. And as Leo already mentioned, there's quite a significant overlap, so we will have to synchronize. So slide 2, motivation. So the context that we are looking at this track is within the Internet of Things, as the Internet of Things as a information network that connects active physical things that are all acting as sensors, but also as activators, and we get a lot of data that can be processed either within the network or offline. So one of the major pieces of work that probably many people are aware of is the Semantic SensorNet Ontology, SSNO, that is in the process of being standardized or is already standardized. And so that's a good start for this kind of work, making the sensor networks smarter and integrating them. But what are the next steps? So that's what you want to explore here. We want to bring together the researchers that have contributed to the Semantic Sensor Network Ontology, but also others that either build on top of it or that use ontologies in other ways within sensor networks. So the question that we are addressing here is how has the Semantic Sensor Network Ontology been enhanced and expanded? How can it be deployed, and what issues have people actually encountered in using it? What are the next steps? Slide 3. So we are talking about two different perspectives of semantic sensor networks here. The first one is probably the one that is more prevalent, where the sensor network is considered as kind of an offline processing of heterogeneously distributed data. So you collect a lot of data from different kinds of sensors, different kinds of devices, even people, and then you want to kind of integrate them, dig through the data, understand the data, and you have to take into account the different kinds of devices, their limitations, and the kind of measurements that have been taken. So this is primarily an interoperability problem and integration problem. So that's something that's also addressed by track A. One issue that we are particularly looking at is how to understand sensor data using ontologies. Like, can we use ontologies on top of sensor data to make sense of it and kind of aggregate it in meaningful ways? The second aspect, very different from the first one, is actually deploying something like an ontology or semantic technologies within a geosensor network, that the data is processed in almost real time on the sensors with limited resources, limited memory, bandwidth, etc., so that you need to aggregate, filter, process the data on the spot and maybe even react to it. Slide four. So the difference between those two approaches is really about like another aspect in the difference there is about real-time processing versus post-mortem processing of sensitive streams. So what approaches are there? What challenges do we encounter in either of the approaches? I think Leo already addressed the interoperability issues that arise from the heterogeneity of the devices. So that also leads to the question, what does actually interoperability mean in this new context of Internet of Things? And then the last question that's kind of a general theme throughout our track is, how can we bridge raw, low-level sensor data, make it accessible and aggregated to higher-level representations of knowledge? So slide five, sorry, there are no slide numbers on some of them. The mission statement, so the mission of our track is to discuss the major challenges in utilizing semantic technologies for the Internet of Things and try to give an overview of current efforts on developing the next generation for integrating, processing, understanding sensor information, and for developing smart sensor networks. So we want to work together with different researchers, present their perspectives, and then try to kind of condense that information into an overview of the field. Slide six, so one focus will actually be on the semantic sensor network ontology as one prominent ontology that's already out there, and looking at the issues that arise from its use and leveraging it in application. But we also want to look at wider applications, like how do people use ontologies, for what purposes and in what fields. And one aspect that I mentioned here, the second last bullet, what challenges arise from using and extending even the existing standards. Slide seven. So we are still in the process of enlisting our speakers that we hope to be both from academia and from application area. And we particular look at connection to past ontology summits, like last year's on big data, for example, and past ontolog miniseries, for example, on the ontology of measurement. And of course, we want to kind of integrate, synthesize the information here with the other track. Slide eight. So the plan is to have the first session on January 29, primarily use that session to review the semantic sensor network ontology, look at the problem space, like the ontology problem space, and potential approaches to address that, and then get some examples. Currently, we are looking at examples, applications from the smart cities domain. And then hopefully, after the session, we can flesh out some approaches, get alternative viewpoints discussed in the forum by email, and maybe that will change the the scope of the second session and influence it. Slide 9. The second session is primarily intended to be on applications and on possible approaches of using ontology within networks and for understanding sensor data. Slide 10, this is our current list of proposed speakers. You will notice there's some overlap with track A. So in the first session, we have Corey Hansen confirmed to speak about the semantic sensor network ontology. We have contacted Sarah Hackham from INVIA, so we might have to shuffle around whatever date works better for her. We were hoping to have Kay Taylor from Australia speak about semantic sensor network ontology and her perspective, but there's some difficulty with the time difference that it's like really early in the morning in Australia, so that might not work out. And then we want to look at applications, particular in smart cities. We just heard that Steve Ray will be presenting in the track A, so hopefully we can get the other two speakers. They haven't confirmed yet. We haven't finalized that part yet. But if you can think of anyone else that works in this arena and would have something interesting to present, just let Gary or me know. For the second session, that is for March 5th, I believe, we have Jean-Paul Colby-Mont confirmed to talk about ontology-based access to sensor data streams. So this is more kind of the the understanding sensor data using ontologies perspective. We have Charles Vardaman talking about observations and measurements, more like an integration, interoperability issues. And then Sylvia Nittle and I will present some of our own work on understanding sensor data, movement sensor data. And there's another project in Finland by Marcus Docker, making sense of sensor data using ontology. We haven't contacted him yet, so there's one slot currently open. I think I can skip the next slide. And then the last three slides are just some references by some of the speakers and related work. So on foundations, on the semantic sensor network ontology, on using ontologies for understanding and processing sensor data and application. That's all I have from my side.
Thank you, Torsten and Gary. A lot of exciting topics being covered there.
Maybe Gary has something to add.
No, I think we'll contact Jeff Horace, though, that was mentioned.
Okay, so we'll move on. So the next up is track C, decision making in different domains. The slides, I didn't update the slides just most recently. Mike Bennett has agreed to be track co-champing with me. So this is going to be coordinated together with Mike Bennett and myself. So if you're on slide one of track C, decision making in different domains, the next version of the slides will have Mike Bennett's name up here. So if we go to slide two, the motivation for this track, just kind of snipping out from that earlier summit theme presentation. The focus of track C is looking at all the different domains in which ontology, or in which Internet of Things is being developed. And the idea being that, are there ontologies in these different domains that can be used to support decision-making and other kinds of inference? So if we go to slide 3, some of the domains that we want to consider within this track include the smart grid, building automation. So the idea of having your thermostat being able to talk to your electrical meter and being able to turn down the thermostat or turn it up depending on the time of day so that it can be most effectively use different prices for electricity, and automating other aspects of your home or automating other aspects of buildings. There's the Internet of Things being applied to manufacturing. So making smart objects on a factory floor. People have looked at things like RFID, radio frequency identifier chips that are embedded onto things that are being developed and manufactured on the factory floor, and that then can be kind of the little intelligent objects can route themselves throughout the factory floor depending on what needs to be manufactured that day. Another area is in smart cities. So there's a lot of work that's being done in terms of managing traffic flow, different kinds of utilities, and how to have all these different sensors that are spread throughout a city to be able to recognize when an emergency is happening, how to do emergency response in cities, and a lot of work that's in that domain. There's Internet of Things is being investigated within supply chain management. So things like inventory control, transportation, logistics, being able to know where certain shipments are and having more accurate estimates of when they'll arrive, being able to then anticipate there could be delays and then react and come up with a plan to kind of eliminate any potential problems that could arise out of different delays or other kinds of problems. Inventory control, just kind of real-time tracking of what's in inventory and things like that. There's work that's being done within the domain of healthcare. So being able to have different medical devices being networked together and so that doctors can kind of monitor patients even when they could be thousands of miles away. Environmental monitoring. So when you have, as kind of Carson was mentioning before, you have all these geographically distributed sensors, whether it's with respect to climate or pollution measurements or water levels, things like this. Again, the idea being that not only to monitor what's happening, but also to recognize what's happening. And then the whole area of ubiquitous and pervasive computing. And so these are sort of like domain areas where a lot of work in the Internet of Things is going on. And so what we're doing in this track is seeking Internet of Things practitioners in these domains and kind of asking how ontologies can play a role. So if we go to slide 4, right, again, this track, the title of this track being decision-making in these different domains. When we're looking at decision-making, we're looking at these ideas of say, perhaps automated reasoning. And so examples of reasoning applications where ontologies can play a key role are in analyzing data collected by sensors, so the idea of sensor fusion. The ability for devices, so smart devices, smart objects, and they're called smart because we want them to act independently in different environments depending on different circumstances. And so there's this idea of there's a certain kind of reasoning that's involved in autonomous control. Event recognition or complex event processing. So again, here you want to be able to interpret events that are happening. So the sensors are collecting this data, what is happening, and then react according to different user goals and policies. So this is also an element of autonomous control. In the manufacturing context in particular, there's a lot of work that can be looked at in terms of automating process control. And I mentioned that idea of using RFID chips to have smart objects route themselves through a factory, depending on real-time data on what needs to be manufactured at that particular moment. Those other kinds of reasoning involve optimization. So if you have the Internet of Things, you can coordinate all these devices more effectively and optimize various aspects within an enterprise. And then finally, the idea of embedded intelligence in a lot of devices. So you have these smart devices, and so what kinds of reasoning do we want these smart devices to support? So moving to slide 5, Ben, so that gives some idea of the domains that we want to consider within TrackC, the kinds of reasoning, so the reasoning applications and ontologies that we want to consider, we think to be in the scope of TrackC. And so then the mission for this particular track then is to identify key problems in the Internet of Things which require or could benefit from automated reasoning. And so kind of following one of the classical methodologies for doing ontology design and analysis and evaluation, when you are beginning to design a new ontology or evaluate an existing one, we often use motivating scenarios. And so one of the things we want to be able to do within this track is identify some of these problems which can serve as motivating scenarios for ontologies in the Internet of Things. And so whereas tracks, so far we've heard from tracks A and B, and a lot of the work they're looking at is actual ontologies, the content, what we want to do within track C is looking at the reasoning problems, the automated reasoning that can support IoT, to use those both to evaluate how good the ontologies are, but also to serve as the basis for designing and evaluating new ontologies that may have an impact in IoT. And so these kinds of problems would either be in decision support. So that's a lot of what I spoke about in the previous slides were related to what's called decision support. But as we've also seen in tracks A and B, there's a real need for integration and interoperability of devices. So these interactions among smart objects and the kinds of reasoning that go into supporting interoperability integration. And one of the things that kind of excites me about this Internet of Things topic is particularly when you're looking at integration interoperability as an application, kind of a classical application of ontologies. And so there's this idea of using ontologies to deduce mappings and apply mappings between different software systems. And people often talk about the hub and spokes model. So you have a kind of a common interlingual ontology that be used as a way of mediating between a whole set of ontologies rather than doing point-to-point communication. So the idea being you can drop this down from order n squared, translators required to order n. But a lot of the applications we've seen so far have been n is very low. It's kind of, you know, maybe 5 different software applications interacting. Whereas with the Internet of Things, you have such a massive scale. And so that leads to addressing some of the challenges for these applications. So I'll say the third bullet there, scalability of approaches to semantic integration, automated reasoning is a big challenge. And that's one of the things we want to explore within this track. So people talk about using ontologies for reasoning, but is that something that works well when you only have a few devices? What happens when you have thousands or millions of devices? Are existing ontologies adequate for supporting these kinds of applications? So are a lot of ontologies currently being used, they're being maybe used for search, but are they really adequate? Do they really have enough content to allow people to use them in the way that we've identifying in that first bullet? And then finally, the classical discussion of the role of different ontology languages, the expressiveness tractability trade-off. Again, this is an interesting venue because you know, exactly what kinds of reasoning are required in IoT applications. And you know, again, we have the scalability issue. So what's going to be the trade-off? How does this trade-off manifest itself within IoT? So the last slide, slide 6, the Track C sessions are planned for February 12th and March 19th. Now, we didn't put up the potential speakers because we didn't get a complete set of confirmations. I didn't want to put up tentative ones until everyone confirmed. So we don't quite have, didn't get responses from all the invitations that were sent out. So we'll be hopefully having our rosters for the 2 sessions up very soon. We have 2 speakers so far that are confirmed, but I'm still waiting to hear back from 4 or 5 others. And so stay tuned for that. But one of the other things we want to do is, in addition to having speaker presentations, we also want to dedicate time during those 2 sessions for panel discussions. And also just kind of brainstorming. So hoping to bring in experts from with particular IoT applications and ontology experts, and really brainstorming on what are the reasoning requirements for these ontology-based IoT approaches. So we want to have a kind of more of a dynamic format for some of these sessions. Mike, is there anything else you wanted to add?
Sure, I think one of the interesting things is going to be this trade-off that you mentioned, Michael, on slide 5 about expressiveness versus tractability. I would say not only in the languages, but in the ontologies themselves. We found some interesting things in last year and the year before when we're looking at things like ontology evaluation criteria. And, you know, sometimes you have an ontology that is great for capturing and disambiguating the concepts. It might not have much logic, but just set out and disambiguate the meanings, would not be so useful for reasoning. And conversely, when you get something that is very well defined for reasoning for a particular use case, it might be very hard to integrate it with a large number of other ontologies across a large amount of subject matter. That's been a challenge even in the finance industry, which is big in terms of sort of industry data, but tiny compared with the Internet of Things. So I think this is where we really need these panel sessions. Is there's a lot of trade-offs and toing and froing and interesting challenges to talk to in terms of, you know, somebody created an ontology for some set of things. Did they think about interoperability with other things? Are we drawing a lot on track A's output on that? But also, is it appropriate for a particular reasoning requirement or not? And if not, what do you do about it? So there's a really interesting area of things to dig into there. That's the main thing I wanted to add to that.
Thanks, Mike. And so as everyone else has said too, if you have ideas for speakers who would be kind of in the scope of what we've just presented for Track C, please contact either myself or Mike Bennett, and we can contact them as soon as possible to make sure they can fit two of our dates. And so just to kind of reiterate, you were looking here at the different domains in which IoT is being used and the reasoning applications that can help support that decision making. Okay, so next up, Mark Underwood for Track D. And also, Mark, I apologize. If you have other comments about the summit in general, please start off with those, and then we can move into your Track D presentation.
Great. Okay. Can everyone hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. My slide deck is much more informal because I'm spending most of the time trying to reach out to these folks that we would like to participate in this. So I'm going to start right with slide 2, which is the folks that I'm hoping to get attend. And I'm breaking from Michael's pattern of only listing people who have accepted because, as I can see from the chat window, we have within this group other contributions of people we might be able to get. So I have two definite accepts in this list from William Miller, representing the ISO 21451 committee, and Jeff Brown, who's the secretary of the OASIS MQTT committee, and actually has done some work on ontologies himself, he tells me, so I'm not familiar with his work, but those two are committed at this point. The other people I've all invited by email or were in conversations to try to find someone who's available on these particular dates that we're looking at. Obviously open to suggestion to groups that I've omitted here, given that we've got two dates to reach out to these people with. There is a deliberate intent to try to cover commercial approaches or industry consortia here as opposed to academic folks who serve on those committees, just because I think we tend to be a little overrepresented on the academic side with some of the other work, but not trying to exclude anyone here. Okay, going to slide 3. Didn't put a lot of work into the organization of the tracks because I want to get my panelists, and I'm leaning toward a panel format for this. What we want to do is to try to see what the cross-cutting abstractions are across the various standards, see what the issues are that the folks working on the standards committee see as the current issues that are involved. I mean, some of the things that you can see in their public forums are about the status. Like an example is, how do you know when the device is connected, disconnected, when you've got intermittent connectivity? These are some really basic things, but that are cross-cutting principles that they're all wrestling with. Discovery is talked about a lot. This is, you know, got similar or analogous meaning on the semantic website, but they have very specific discovery protocols for Bluetooth or Zigbee, some of the other standards that are out there. So, and then there's a typo on this slide. What I really meant is the conversation we had in last year's summit about the calibration and measurement problem, which is a cross-cutting issue that the NSF representative brought to our attention that I think we can call upon these standards folks to address. We want them to also address what's new. One thing I'm learning from our work with NIST and big data is people want to know, well, what's really different about this? Isn't this just warmed over, embedded in pervasive computing? What's really different? Is there design pattern change here? Is there a new set of data streams that's going to be resulting from this? Is this really just a big data velocity problem? So we want the standards to identify for us what's different about this, what's going to change on the ontologies as a result of the standards. Leo also reminded me in the chat that there's work on intelligent agents, and I think it would be good to try to reach out to the standards people to think, to find out if they've done any work with that as well. Going on to the next slide, I thought we would start collecting some resources for the communique as we go along. So I have a very modest list of a couple of things that I was able to add here. On the promotion side, for example, there's some people writing on automated buildings, which is a web presence with a lot of activity on Internet of Things for smart buildings that I think can help get the word out about what we're doing here and also perhaps participate. C-Control is a business involved with the cloud Internet of Things that I think some of the other standards people might not be addressing, so I try to get someone from there to participate in the February meeting. And also those of you that are unfamiliar with what some of the standards work and issues are, there's a hyperlink here to the Web of Things work that's been done. They had a meeting in Berlin last summer with a very good set of artifacts about the meeting reports and a lot of links to what other people are working on. So you might find that of interest. Going on to the next slide, I thought I would list out, and this is by no means the best list, but it's a list of possible keynoters that are related to the standards work that I thought might be people to consider for keynoters for the face-to-face or for anywhere along the way if we can get them to participate. Might want to come back to this at the end of our conversation, since this isn't really restricted to track D. And the next slide is just a list of standards organizations and initiatives. Haven't reached out to all of these people at this point in time. We're going to see what kind of attendance we get, but I may try to get additional representatives from All Join and some of these standards with it that are competing so they can at least put in their pitch for why they think their standards are superior to other folks. Going on to the next slide, there's some de facto standards and influences that are not really standards, but Intel's embedded processor and their new stick computer and some legacy work by Google on activity streams and some hardware-related standards are also kind of indirect influencers on this. So I'm going to ask the folks on the earlier slides who are participating in the track to try to address what some of the influences are associated with the de facto standards. And the next slide is, this is slide 8, is just related standards and groups. This will be an ongoing list that we can publicize in the communique at the end. And the last slide I just reproduced, this is slide 9, I reproduced a little diagram from one of the W3C conversations about this that I thought we might have some diagrams like this that could be organizing principles to get the participants in the standards conversations to organize the panel discussion. So I'll stop here and take suggestions or remarks.
Thanks, Mark. So that kind of concludes the initial presentation then for each of the different tracks. And so people have now an idea of the scope of each of these tracks, the underlying motivation for them, the kind of intended speakers that we will be hearing from, and the goals and objectives of each track. So again, I encourage, even though every session is hosted by a different track coming up, to have a lot of these discussions through the summit mailing list, so the Ontology Summit list, and to kind of start asking some of these questions, and because that can be a really rich source of ideas, and you know, maybe these can actually even develop into little mini panels or other discussion topics during a future session, or even particularly during what we call the synthesis sessions when we are crafting the communique document. And as I said at the beginning, the Ontology Summit is this kind of virtual event over the next 3 months, culminating this year, April 13th and 14th, at the NCO NITRD offices, called the Summit Symposium. And Ron, did you want to say any words about the symposium at this point?
Let me see. Hello?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I was muted. You actually kind of already gave this overview in terms of the virtual symposium plus two-day workshop. And this time, it'll be the same place as last time around. Pretty convenient to folks. George Strong is still there. He's supposed to have retired, but he's still there. And so we have support from NCO folks. Again, the dates for physical workshop right now are 13th and 14th, as Michael mentioned previously. And apart from that, the main thing is spreading the word right now.
Right.
I think that's the key. A couple of things. One is spreading the word, and second is getting potential sponsors. I mean, right now we're kind of doing it voluntary. Last time, some of us have picked up some of the drinks and things like that. So we need to also find out a mechanism of how to support the breaks and things like that. So
Okay.
The two key things I have in mind is spreading the word, which I think Mark is going to do here. That's what he said, spread the word somewhere.
Right.
And then our publicity chair. I think it's Mark the publicity chair.
Right, yeah. So maybe we'll just let's kind of deal with that, the more administrative items, in just after we have an open discussion. So
yeah, so that's the thing. That's all I have right now.
Okay, thanks, Ron. So I'd like now just to invite everyone. I know that everyone's kind of absorbed the presentations from the different tracks and the overview of the summit. We can spend 10 minutes right now doing an overview, just getting basic comments. There's been a lot of discussion on the chat, which is fantastic. There are a few people on the call that actually are not in the chat. So if you're on the line, please join the chat and you can see everything that's been happening so far. If people want to ask a question now, I say just click on the lower right-hand corner of the chat window. There's a little hand icon. You click on that hand, that will raise your hand, and we can go through everyone's comments appropriately. So I just invite everyone now, we'll spend, like I say, over the next 10 minutes or so with just general comments that people have with the presentation they've seen so far. Okay. Well, I guess, Steve, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I was just curious to see if anyone had an answer on Mike Bennett's question about a hackathon. Any plans for that?
Oh, yes. So in the past 2 years, thank you, Steve and Mike. In the past 2 years, there has been a hackathon that has been part of the summit. So we have had between 3 and 8 teams from around the world working on different problems related to the theme of the summit that particular year. So last year was applied ontology meets semantic web and big data. We are open to the idea of having a hackathon this year. We were looking for someone who would be able to manage the hackathon. So I was kind of sent out the invitation for potential hackathon projects and make sure that to kind of select, make sure they'd be viable for hackathon projects. There'd be a day that would be selected sometime in March for the hackathons, kind of done in parallel and separate from the Thursday sessions. And this year, so this would be any kind of hackathon, any project to be done in a hackathon format, like over a day, related to ontologies and Internet of Things. So if there is interest in that, then definitely we will go ahead with that. Again, we can use the summit mailing list. If there are any volunteers, I see we'll need a couple of volunteers who can just help manage the hackathon process. So again, to identify which teams are going to be participating and coordinating with them, making sure things get done, etc. So also making sure that we have enough teams to make it go through. So we should have at least four teams that would participate in that. And also, as in previous years, if we do have a hackathon, there is a competition for the best hackathon project. The winner would be announced at the symposium, and the International Association of Ontologies Applications sponsors a small award for that. So again, if there are any volunteers who would like to manage and coordinate the hackathon, please send a note to the list, and we can start that ball rolling. So let's see. So the Ontology Summit list. I'm just going to paste the. So that's the Ontology Summit list, and everyone can participate in that. Is this list explicitly a subscription list, so you have to register for it, or is this just open?
Yes, one will have to register, subscribe to it.
Okay, so where's the
URL? Joe just posted the link on the chat. Thank you, Joe.
Well, thanks, Joe. Any other comments? Mike.
Yeah, somebody raised the point earlier on about agent-based software. Is that something I think that would be a good one to put into the mix somewhere?
So that's a good point. And personally, I could see that fitting pretty well into track C. The idea of decision-making, intelligent agents being the decision-making entities. So, if people are interested in those agent-based applications, IoT, ontologies, they definitely contact Mike Bennett or myself, and we can incorporate that into the upcoming sessions.
Great, thanks.
Or as Gary Burcross just mentioned a few minutes ago, there is FIPA, the Foundation for Intelligent Physical Agents, and so if they... they're sort of related to some standards development, so that could also play a role in track D. So as some people have already observed, there's a lot of kind of overlap among the different tracks, but that usually leads to a lot of really cool interactions. It's not necessarily a bad thing. So there's just different emphasis. I think each track has its own emphasis, but there's a lot of things that interact between. Leo, go ahead.
I'm not sure that the Foundation for Intelligent Physical Agents are still an ongoing concern.
I mentioned like just some things, but there are some standards efforts that could also kind of play a role there. Yeah.
So if you wind back the clock, there are a number of standards, including KQML and so forth, that really had intelligent agents communication languages that people like Tim Finan, for example, were involved in very early too. So
right. So are there any other comments? Okay, so let's just let's move on to the next item here related to publicity. So Mark Underwood, would you like to say a few words about that?
Thanks, I was on mute. So I've started to do this, but this is kind of a big task. So I want to do, and this is administrative, so those of you that are just listening in for material content, this doesn't fall in that category, so I apologize. But it's important because we want to do some good outreach to the Internet of Things community beyond the ontology people. So soliciting some suggestions for phraseology regarding how we want to invite people, what kind of participation it would be, you know, what do we offer our keynoters and participants, you know, to incentivize them to participate. So what's worked in the past, you know, either reply in the chat or jump in the conversation here to give me some tips about what has worked in the past to get people to get involved in this. So I have that long listserv from that was submitted last week, and I haven't published the message out to that list. I'll be doing that here shortly, probably do it today, I think.
Okay.
So that'll, you know, that will produce some hits for us, but.
Right. So, yeah, I think in Ontology Summit to have this sort of theme like this year where we're trying to be very multidisciplinary, it can be a challenge to get reach out to the right people. And I think a lot of the chat discussion today has been people coming up with good ideas on how to reach out. And a lot of the track co-champions have in their presentations have really done a great job of reaching out to other diverse parts of the community. But that's always a challenge for us in these interdisciplinary sorts of themes. So yeah, I don't really have any great words of wisdom there. But in terms of incentivizing, usually we find that if the theme is compelling enough, then people will, and they know about it, then people will participate quite enthusiastically. It's just a matter of making sure we get hold of those right people.
Okay.
But definitely reaching out is going to be the challenge. So everyone can spread the word in their own unique ways. So just moving on then. Coming near the close of the session today. So just a call for volunteers. People to help out with planning, with organization of the different tracks. I think Mark probably going to be looking for some assistance on track D. So if anyone's interested in some of the topics he presented, contact him and you can help out there. Similarly, the other tracks are always looking for people to kind of get more involved and help out with the planning and logistics of a particular session. We are looking for people to help us as we just finished saying, the publicity, so any volunteers to help out with that. And also some group of people that can help out with designing and developing a nice web page for the overall summit. So things kind of get developed in a relatively ad hoc way with respect to the Ontology Summit Wiki. And so over the coming week, we'll be kind of fleshing that out a little bit more. But we are looking again for people to help volunteer with the kind of more official website. Is there anything that I've missed? So any people who participated in Ontology Summits before, is there anything I've missed that we traditionally talk about in this and the launch? Okay. So thank you everyone for attending today. This is a very, very exciting theme to be exploring in this year's summit. I see a lot, as I kind of may alluded to in some of my earlier presentation, there are a lot of traditional applications of ontologies that have been done in more traditional domains. And when you look at the Internet of Things, I think a lot of these challenges really jump out in a whole new light. And it's going to be very exciting to see these upcoming sessions for a whole new wide world from the ontologies community perspective, ontology community's perspective on these ideas. And hopefully we'll be also able to generate a lot of excitement from the IoT communities as well. Leo.
Yeah, I would like to ask people if there's any obvious gaps that we've missed here in the various tracks and the topics we've addressed, something that's very important to you but hasn't been addressed. If so, raise your hand in the chat.
Terry, go ahead.
Hi, this is Terry. I don't know if it's actually missed or not, but it strikes me that a lot of the stuff we're talking about, when you get an environment that's this big and essentially ambiguous, the notion of a frozen ontology is irrelevant. That a lot of the issues that arise are that the context that the ontology models is changing all the time. So a lot of the problems I think we would encounter would be that the ontology itself must be somehow able to adapt to the changes in context.
Yeah, maybe put that into the chat. That could be something that would be good for upcoming session. Okay. So once again, thank you everyone for joining us today. Look forward to everyone's participation in all the upcoming sessions, and in particular for next Thursday, January 22nd at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the first technical track session from track D and related to synergies with emerging standards. So thanks very much, and talk with everyone next Thursday. And I encourage everyone to start the discussions on the mailing list and go from there.
Thanks, Michael.
Thank you, everyone, and talk to you later.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.